period.
I guess that's just a motion.
Oh, here we go. Once again,
gang,
we lit already, man. We not even drinking like that yet, but we just lit off life. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. We gonna bring y'all the vibes once again. Welcome to Can I Buy with y'all once again. It's episode 4. We doing this damn thing. We in it now. Ain't no slowing down. We in it now. One more time. As always, I'm your host, Kaz. It's your boy, Kaz. Keep it real nice and short. My Instagram, Kaz_0. Real nice and quick for y'all. Introduce yourself, playboy.
You already know. It's your boy, Chris. It's your boy, Chris. I don't remember my gram. It's probably Mathis 023, something like that.
He still don't remember.
Go ahead. But we know we got the beautiful. Go ahead.
Introduce yourself one time.
It's your girl, Kiana, a.k.a. Define My Style_ on Instagram. So please tune in and follow me.
Tune in and follow her. Whoa, one more time.
Can you say, it's your girl, Kiana. Right. I should have recorded.
I don't sound like that, actually.
It's your girl, Kiana.
I was just wrapping up my YouTube content about to come out.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, so eventually I want to do YouTube content. I want to do a lot of curly hair videos, a lot of tutorials.
You see the curls?
In the clouds? That's what it's called?
In the clouds, SSS. The reason for it, my name Kiana, it means the clouds in Hawaii. So from that, you know.
I did not know that. And with the clouds,
you know, has different shades, form, like curls, you know. I did not know that. Yes.
So is your name Hawaiian?
Yes, it's Hawaiian. I'm not Hawaiian, though. I'm Dominican.
Shout out Dominicans one more time!
I can't speak Spanish, though, so please don't try to spit no any Spanish with me, because you probably know more than me, actually.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás? I know the basics, that's it.
Yo, hold on, Chris, hold on. Chris over here grabbing the dom. Julio, we got to introduce the bottle to the people, bro.
Go ahead.
All right, since you just want to jump right into grabbing the Julio. As always, you know, when people come on here, we are going to bring their favorite drink. So this woman right here, she said the Don Julio. Kaz, get me the Don Julio.
I also like Don Julio 1942, but, you know, Blanco's good, too.
All right, I was about to get into these facts, but I'm going to say it real quick. She said, Kaz, can you get the 1942? I said, girl, you must have lost your fucking mind.
It's okay, but you know, we gonna compromise.
This episode 4, we ain't getting paid for this shit.
No, we not.
We got the Don Julio Blanco.
No, we not.
That's it.
I'm a close friend.
But let's talk about
Wait. You know, yeah. That's her favorite drink. What do you know about your favorite drink before he speaks on it?
I like 1942 as shots. If I'm doing shots, if I'm just chilling, vibing, I do Jameson Ginger Ale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Jameson was actually in the last episode.
Oh.
So look out for that. But yeah, let's start with the Don Julio. All right. I don't think you knew this. It was founded by a teenager.
Hmm.
Do you know what his name was?
He's Spanish.
Don Julio!
Oh, word? Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. So Don Julio Gonzalez was 17. And had a love for tequila. He was just trying to help his family out financially, but ended up transforming it into one of the most popular tequilas sold today, which is what we are drinking. So before I even get into the second two facts, let's get this on the clock going one time. And Kevin, you in the background, introduce yourself to the people one more time.
What's going on?
Yes, sir.
Kevin_Visual KBJ _.
Drop that in there. All right, I'm playing. Actually, let me finish the facts before we get the shot of clock. Go ahead. Let me not get ahead of myself. All right, so Don Julio Blanco, what we drink today, is the base from which all other Don Julio variants are derived. So your 1942, for example, all started with this. Mm. This is the original right here.
Oh, it's the OG.
That's the OG.
You're just going to go all the way to the bank. Like, all the way to the
bank. That's the OG.
You're just going to go to the OG. Right there.
And lastly, last fact, speaking of the 1942, this is, of course, when Don Julio, the brand, was founded. So at 17 years old in 1942, Mr. Don Julio Gonzalez did this damn thing.
He was a young entrepreneur.
He did the damn thing.
He said, F it. It's 100% agave, I know that.
It is. It is. I think I have another one in the back of my head. He was like working on a agave farm or something like that, somewhere in Mexico. But either way, we drinking a Don Julio 1942. Let's get it.
Don Julio.
Don Julio. I like it too.
Let's play that real quick while we get the shot of clock on.
Oh yeah, she a bottle girl. Go ahead.
We need a sparkler.
Hey,
I know.
Yo, shout out Breezy for that song. Yo,
it's lit. I like it.
That is Breezy, amazing Breezy on Instagram. I know you're gonna see this eventually. That is a fucking hit right there. Breezy. But let's get this shutter clock going real quick before we get into the juiciness.
Don't play with me.
All right, hold on. We're gonna pour it real quick. What you said? Four count? One, two, three, four.
I'll take that.
You want some of the
Y'all be pouring doubles, triples. Quadruple.
She a shy girl. She over here talking about count to four. One, two, three, four.
What?
I really do be pouring doubles. I go to it whenever the cup is full. I don't even count.
Whenever the cup is full.
Ooh, wait.
Yeah, okay. That's
wait, funny. Hold on.
You're sick.
Now, how do you know to count to four?
I mean, if you take like bartending classes, I mean, that's like, they tell you like there's a four count for a shot, you know.
So you took bartending classes?
No, but like that's what I heard from the grapevine.
Yo, I can't be a bartender because if I was, I'd be giving.
You'll get everyone
counting to eight.
You know what? I took bartending classes. Surprisingly, I heard it was eight.
You heard it was eight?
Yeah. So you know, like if you want to do eight, you know, I take that.
God bless your soul. I hope you're charging drinks like triple.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, man. All right, salud, my beautiful
salud.
People. We got a Dominican here. We got a black and white, a black and Puerto Rican, all the
salud.
Above.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. That Don Julio sending chills through my system.
Oh, that's strong.
Can we talk about you for a minute before we get into it?
Yes.
Because
as Chris mentioned, you are a bottle girl. So how did that gig start?
Okay, so I was, you know, born in New York, raised out in South Florida. You know, I'm doing school, so I'll be getting my bachelor's next year, spring of 2021. In the meantime, I work in hospitality, but side business, I do bottle service. I didn't normally promote it on my social media just because, I mean, I should, but I guess I wanted it.
You said your IG, so you could drop it again.
I really can't.
It's free cloud out.
And you know, I don't care. I mean, I guess I never post on my social media because, like, you know, I just wanted to create like my lifestyle content.
Oh, you said you never posted being a bottle girl on your social media?
No.
I mean, you making that money on the side?
Yeah. It's right,
behind
and
the scenes work.
People. Exactly. But I guess it's that whole strip club industry, I guess, like.
So you don't want to be seen as a stripper?
I'm not though. I'm a bottle girl.
I'm not saying you are, but. Listen, if you a stripper, that's cool.
No. I just do bottle service, please. No, but I was working at a club over in West Palm, and then I transferred over it to a strip club in Miami. So.
Which one?
Tootsie's.
Oh, but y'all the Tootsie's. She's famous now.
So yeah, I work upstairs doing bottle service. It's good. You see a lot of celebrities, ball players.
Name drop.
Let's hear your
Tootsie.
Your worst and best celebrities experiences.
I had a ball player, Jermon. He tipped me real good. He used to play. Jermon. I just know his last name, but he used to play for the Cavs. And then
Jamal for the Cavs.
Jermon. You can look him up. It's like Drum and then Mond.
Oh, Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
I thought she said Jamal. I heard Jamal.
No, Jermon, like Drum Mond.
Andre.
Anyways,
close enough.
We know you was like that, bro.
Damn.
He's super cool. The worst. You sick, y'all. The worst experience I had was City Girls.
Oh. Oh shit! What happened?
They just
story
I mean,
time. Story time.
At first, I didn't really knew like who was it that was there, but they were getting real iffy on the prices on the bottles, and then their whole experience. I was trying to like compliment them, like Young Miami, and she was like, "Thank you." And then yeah, they tipped me real bad. And
oh, hey, bro.
They were trying to cast a scene too, like in front
of
everybody.
Like how bad? Do you mind me asking?
It was like a 500 tab, and they tipped me $40. But it wasn't. She didn't even tip me. It was her boyfriend that tipped me.
City girls, y'all broke.
I don't know. And you know what I didn't understand is like y'all should be respecting the hustle because y'all came from nothing too. It's right. And whole women empowerment, y'all should be respecting the hustle. So I'm just like, dang, like I don't know if she thought I was a threat or you know if I was you know I mean, coming out her way.
You just doing your job.
Exactly.
I guess she just felt like being broke that night. She felt like being cheap.
But being broke. From the grapevine,
I guess we're never getting the City Girls on this show.
From the grapevine, I mean, I heard they not, you know, they always like that. It's like, you know. So.
Shots fired.
But next time I see them, I'm just going to look the other way. Like, someone can take them next.
With, like, COVID going on and everything, you still working there?
I actually started right before COVID, and then... after COVID, it was shut down. We were open for 1 week, and then a lot of people got tested positive. So,
in the club?
Yeah, in the club.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, we were very precautious. We were, like, wearing masks, gloves. We were being really cautious, whoever came in. It's just that the amount of people we had, they were from out of town. You know what I'm saying? Because Miami, everybody was coming from out of town. You know, everybody's trying to get lit, have fun. But we're about to open up soon. So, after Labor Day, I think we're going to get more confirmation. So, stay tuned.
Go visit your favorite bottle girl at Tootsie's in Miami, Florida. Okay. Do you want to get into the first game?
Yes, I'm here for it.
Did you know we're playing games today?
Yes.
Had an idea? Okay, yes. Good. Just making
sure.
It involves drinking too, right? It was what?
It involves drinking too, right?
She tried to get lit.
And it could.
I was like, oh, I'm going to eat some chicken wings.
Oh, she prepared to get lit.
I ate some chicken wings. I was like, oh. I'm feeling
like sure. Another shot of coffee.
Wait, what chicken wings you ate?
I had some tasty wings up in Palm Beach.
Tasty wings.
I never heard of that. Tasty wings.
That's the second time someone mentioned wings, and you know I like to eat a 10-piece.
I know, and you be eating without me, so I'm like, all right.
You'll be eating without me.
All right, we gonna skip to the. Let's go to the game now.
I'm gonna head over here. I gotta do that.
All right, should I start? Should I do the shot o'clock? Should I do the shot?
Yes.
Yeah, she's trying to get lit. Let's do the shot o'clock.
Then. Let me talk about these questions.
Let's do the shot o'clock. In the meantime, prepare yourself for the game.
Can we play the game while we take a shot? You know.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Okay. All right, just in the meantime, just pour yourself up. Do what you got to do.
I'm gonna do a 2-count.
She the bottle girl, can you pour me up?
Y'all sitting.
All right, first game is called I Can Only...
That was 5 seconds, by the way.
I heard that. Go.
Right? Comment that. Yes, count it.
5 seconds. All right, let me wait till she's done pouring the shot.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
That was a... Yeah, y'all
sick. Damn.
Look at that. Mine looks slightly higher.
Y'all sick. All right, I'll put a little bit more. Yeah, I'm trying to fuck that.
All right, salute to my beautiful people. I'm not going to lie. I forgot the buns today. I'm going to press that one. Yes, sir.
Salute.
Salute. Y'all got me drinking today.
Y'all give me a double.
Oh.
Muy bien.
Ooh.
I thought that.
All right, as I was saying, first game is called I Can Only Imagine. Don't look over here. Don't be cheating.
I'm not.
She's trying to look at my phone. The day you don't
looking
look.
At you. What you saying?
You don't look neither. All right. You part of this too.
What? You part of this too?
All right. So I'm gonna play a sound. It's gonna be like you know some sound effects, some background music. Whoever is participating, whoever is selected, they're gonna close their eyes. They're gonna imagine they're wherever they may be, and they're gonna try to, you know, act out the environment. You know, if you're hearing some beach noises, you know, try to, ooh, I feel so light, so nice at the beach. You know, I feel right. Solid. And whoever's not participating, we're allowed to throw in the background noises. So it could be, say, you know, you at the beach, you're thinking you're at the beach. I could be like, welcome to the Dominican Republic. Blah, 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 blah. That was a terrible accent. Welcome to the Dominican Republic. Can I get you a drink? Blah, 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 blah. Add fuel to the fire. Chris can say whatever he wants. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And you joining this, too.
I know. I'm in this. I'm ready.
But we're going to start with Kiana. Oh, no, we started with you.
Oh,
so pick a number 1 through 5.
3. 3?
Okay.
Damn, that's my number.
Shut up.
Fuck. Wait.
You want me to close my eyes?
Close your eyes. Right. Imagine where you are. Well, you won't know till you hear the sound.
You got bunny ears right behind you right now.
This EDC shit is lit as fuck.
Girl, what are you doing here?
My fucking God, Chris, what's good? What's good? Hey, you see that girl over there, bro? Hey, you see that girl? Oh, my God.
What's she doing, bro?
She a baddie.
Why the fuck you looking at me like that, first off?
I mean, you look good. I'm just saying,
my dog just trying to come at you, bro.
Boy, you need to get out of my way before something bad happens.
Damn, you know, I'm going to go back to the boys right now. I'm going to peace.
Yeah, you do that.
You do that. Oh, my God. Did you see her?
Hey, hold on. You know, since you left, I think I'm gonna go over there, bro. Hold
right,
on.
Ahead,
did he
ahead.
Just pop something?
Go ahead.
Chrissy, he popped a pill or something. Like, we need to go. I might have.
But go you ahead, know, I'm gonna go over. I'm gonna go over there.
Anyway. Yeah, you need to go the other way.
Spit some game to her. Go ahead, Kazo.
Hey, hold up.
Cat, what it do, girl? What
how you
do,
doing?
Girl? How you doing?
Not you.
Oh, I said how you doing, not what you doing. All right, Shawty.
Hey. Say you pay for a dinner. Go ahead.
All right, since you assist, but if you're going to pay for me, you're going to pay for my girl, too.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. This party whack.
What broke niggas?
Gotta go.
See, when we out, if I'm out with my girls, like, if a nigga approaches me, I'm be like, oh, you're going to buy me something and my girls. That's it, period.
Oh, matter of fact, I got a quick question.
What
is the appropriate approach for a guy to come up to you? Like, how can he bag you?
I'm all about, like, authenticity.
What it do, baby?
Hey.
I'm all about authentic, so if you come up to me and just, like, real cordial and casual, not no, like... Like, I hate guys who be, like, trying to, like... hype themselves up like, oh yeah, I do this, this and that, like, oh, I got Gucci drip down, like, oh, I do this, that, like,
hey, look, I got my own business, I'm gonna take you to Dubai next week, what's good?
Okay,
what's good?
Oh shit. I'm gonna throw that part in there.
She said Dubai. Ooh.
I was like,
you ugly, but I'll take that free trip though.
Ooh.
Can I take my friend?
Shit, you can bring all of them.
Okay. I got 10 waiting right now. I'm not playing.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Pick a number. 1 through 5, except 3.
1, because I'm number 1.
All right. Close your eyes. Get ready for your environment.
What the fuck is up, dude?
Oh, hell no.
Sounds like I'm at a Hard Rock concert, bro.
Oh, my God.
When they just scream, they got their tongue out the whole damn time.
I was dead as think of Guitar Hero.
I couldn't even finish it.
That's all I hear, bro. They tongue out.
I was too shook.
Yo, you might just skip you.
Go ahead.
Why is his whole tongue, dude?
It was the effects for me.
Go ahead.
Should I go or should I let you two do it?
Nah, what happened?
Alright, just click one of those. Oh, I gotta pick a number, right?
Wait. So you did the third and the first one, right?
So I'm gonna do
I got it right.
But I'm gonna do number.
I did number one.
I didn't know the four. Well, you were number. I'll do number four.
Do number four. You already know it though.
I don't actually. Oh. I forgot the order. I just know you did one and three.
Uno, gonna, dos, no, tres, no. Cuatro. Go ahead.
I gotta close my eyes. Oh, ooh. Shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, I see her over there.
I feel the vibe, man. I'm feeling like a madman.
Man.
I feel like I wanna have a drink, ooh, on this island.
Trinidad, man.
Can I get a drink on this island?
Can I buy you a drink?
Ooh. Yes, can the I hell buy you can.
Hey.
We gonna get it to him.
Hey.
We gonna set up to the island.
What is you sipping? Can I buy you a drink too?
What you know about that rum? We gonna get ting rum.
I know when I drink the rum, I like to have some fun.
Yes.
I like to act a fool when I drink the rum.
Oh, you don't get that
I like
freestyle.
To act a fool when I drink the rum. Yeah, man.
What you know, man? What you know, man? We gonna get it right. What you know, man?
Go ahead, Castle. We gonna freestyle right now.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, freestyle. Hey.
But I'm not Jamaican.
Hey.
But I sip Jamaican, yeah, with my Jamaican. Shout out to my Haitians.
Haitians.
But I'm Puerto Rican, and I am black, yeah. Black lives matter. I'm just gonna remind you, cause it's a fact, yeah.
Hey.
That shit, hold on. That little island vibe, I like that.
Right, that was the vibe for me.
I like that.
It was the accent for me.
I fuck with it.
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
All right, I think we got two. We did one, three, and four.
Yeah, three and four.
Your turn.
Oh, I was stuck on that routine.
I already.
That shit was okay. Boom.
Yes.
That shit was. I felt like I closed the eyes too. I was like, oh shit.
I got a question. Are you going to freestyle on this one?
I mean,
I heard about the whole harmony freestyle you did last time.
I'm not a rapper. I'm a harmonizer.
I'm a rapper, I'm a harmonizer.
Can we get that? I want that. Can you, I'll do the ad-libs, you rap.
I mean, I'm really not a freestyler, bro.
You pick one for him and he got a freestyle on it.
Like, pick a word and then you say it?
Ooh, yes.
I'm trying to tell you, I really don't do this.
We sidetracking right now. This is really not planned on the show.
Nothing on this show is planned. This is all improv.
Ooh, elevate.
Go ahead.
Huh?
Elevate.
What's
that's my word.
What's the one that's left? Elevate? What's the one that's left?
All right, I can't do it. I'll do it at the end.
Okay.
We got two more, though. We got two and five.
Oh, I'm gonna pick five.
Five? All right. Close your eyes. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Oh, she ended already. Go ahead. She don't even know this song.
She don't even know what it is.
She got her eyes closed. Lips is pokered out.
Hold on.
I hate you guys. I hate it here.
Alright, close your eyes.
You told me to start. Alright, start now.
Alright. Whenever you're ready.
Alright, I'm ready.
Watch her pucker her lips.
It's my lip gloss, dog. Fuck
it. Alright, close your eyes for real.
Alright. Man.
You see where we're at? Over here pucking her lips. Over here pucking your lips. You don't even know where we at. Yo, we at the fucking grocery store. What is you doing?
I can't even hear this shit.
You don't hear the beep beep. Check, check.
She over here like this at the grocery store.
Damn right with my AirPods. Thank you.
Oh my god.
With my AirPods, thank
what
you.
What you jamming to? The cart going down the aisle?
They all got right. The whole elevator music. What you mean? That should be a vibe.
Cut.
Alright, on to next.
Alright, Chris. By default, you got the last one.
Alright.
So close your eyes.
Are you not in this?
Hold on. Because it's your turn.
You're right.
Close your eyes. Get comfy.
Oh, am I at a concert?
Chris.
Body slam him. I'm at a WWE concert right now. Let's go. The Rock. The People's Chin, right? It's something like that.
Can you smell what The Rock?
Oh my God, is I love you.
Yosemite. What The Rock is cooking.
Oh my God.
That's WWE right there. That's easy. That's easy money right there. Yosemite. What The Rock is
cooking. Oh man, y'all funny as shit.
That's easy money right
y'all
there.
Y'all funny as shit.
That's WWE right there.
That was good though. That was good.
That was WWE?
Yeah. It's whatever you want it to be. It was a stadium crowd sound
effect. Hey, shout out to The Rock, bro. You my favorite wrestler, bro.
That was really whatever
now
you wanted it to
money
be.
On acting.
I'm saying. But let's get the shot of clock once again. Damn, my voice is cracked. My fault. Fuck it, we all do Julio. You ready for some more?
I'm ooh. Ready.
We
already at halfway.
She a bottle girl. She ready.
I asked him, like, in the beginning. I'm like, y'all got chasers? I mean, I'm not saying I'm a bitch.
Hey, matter of fact, while we taking these drinks, I got a question for you, right?
Okay.
Do girls like short guys? And what's considered short guys?
I'm actually going to get there. But you can ask a question.
We're going to get there. I saw it on the gram right before we started. So
oh, should you pour me?
Oh, my God. That's more than 4 seconds.
I balanced it out.
Oh, my God.
I didn't finish mine, so you got it.
Oh, so.
That's 2 seconds.
One,
that's
two, three. Look at y'all. Y'all already know what's up. All right. So the question, do girls like short guys?
And what's considered short?
Anything under 5'7". Is considered short.
How tall are you?
I think that's fair.
I'm 5'6". On my driver's license, I'm 5'7".
That's a lie. That's
not
a
saying I was gassing myself that day, but I think I'm 5'6".
Your Honor, she out here lying.
She had the Jordans
really
on them day.
Hey, show, can you?
She had the Jordans on them day.
Kev, can we see the Jordans in the camera?
Can we see those?
Ooh, put it up.
Oh.
Hey, while we're here, we gotta get a feet check. Since we're here with it, you know what I'm saying?
I got mine on the clearance. I ain't gonna show mine.
But let's get the shot of clock going. We here with it. We got the Don Julio. Yes. Salud once again.
Salud.
Y'all are bringing such great energy today.
I love it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I hate you.
Muy bien.
Kev, how the camera looking? All good. Yo, shout out my dog Kev one more time.
He's the goat. He really is.
The best photographer in South
Visual
Florida, right there.
KBJ
that man right there.
Underscore.
Underscore. Y'all hear me? Oh, we got the fireworks too?
This is a celebration.
But I'm not Jamaican.
Shit.
It's all right. Kiana just kicked the table for the people. Who
I tried to ignore it to continue going, but I heard.
Wow. You really want to call out people because I really can't.
She didn't kick the table, but she kicked the table.
You want to jump right into the second game?
Yeah, let's go.
You ready for it?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's get right into it, bro. So why not?
I'm born for this.
Alright, this is called Red Flag or Deal Breaker.
Okay.
Alright, so I'm going to list some scenarios. Basically, you just answer Red Flag or Deal Breaker is if you're... We're going to say a person you're right about to start dating. You're about to start dating them.
Okay.
All right. Whoever, it doesn't have to be a specific person.
Okay.
I'm going to name something that he or she does. Red flag, mm-hmm. or deal breaker.
Oh, perfect. All right, let's go. All
right.
I'm a Capricorn. We're all about compromising. We all about chill.
Here we go with the Zodiac signs.
I'm a Scorpio. You cut.
Here we go with the Zodiac signs.
Listen, we all about compromising.
You cut.
Yeah. All right, Kiana, we going... Hold on, because Eli just texted. Actually, I gotta say this real quick too. My roommate Alex Russo is about to pull up. So yes. If y'all hear the door open, I'm sorry. I know the sound effects are amplified right now. I just had to get that out there.
Yes, I'm excited.
Alright, so Kiana, we're gonna start with you.
Yes.
Alright, red flag or stop looking over here.
I'm really looking at you. You really think I'm looking at the phone? I'm looking at you.
Oh, she looking at you?
No, I don't mean it like that.
I'm gonna come over here.
I'm saying that I'm.
She was looking at. She said chew. She said chew.
I'm looking. Meaning
anyway. All right, cool. She didn't say you. She said chew. I'm gonna chew.
Like, you right.
What you trying to do?
What you trying to do?
Please send me up.
All right. Red flag or deal breaker. He listens to the complete opposite music.
Deal breaker.
Not if it's Kaz though.
Oh. This nigga. Because I'm always open to like new shit. So if he can.
Chris, what about you? She listens to completely opposite music.
She cut. I'm a Scorpio right away.
Like hip hop, she likes R&B or
she
soul.
She's cut.
Nah, I'm talking about like you like hip hop, she like country.
She like country. Oh, okay. She like that country.
I like R&B and you like country.
Listening to that hard rock metal junk, like that's you cut. I'm sorry, you cut.
I mean, no. This is a deal breaker for me. I'm very like, you know, compromised.
I can compromise with it. It's just that, like, if you're not open to liking hip hop, I don't want to be open to liking country.
Right. If you're open to obviously like hearing another genre that your partner,
I'm gonna
like,
be honest. If it's like the opposite of hip hop and R&B, I can't rock with that.
It's hard.
If it's like my music. On the side of it, then like yeah, I could rock with you. But if it's like some country, some hard rock,
there's some country music that's like decent.
I don't want that. You gotta go.
All right, second one.
You gotta go,
Kiana. You find out that he is still on Tinder.
Oh, it's red flag. Red flag.
Just a red flag?
Red flag.
So he can have
Well, it depends. Like, are we talking? Are we dating?
Right about to, like, say everything is going well. Like,
you said your partner. You said your partner.
Oh, my partner?
You said your partner at the beginning.
I said when you're right about to start dating them.
Oh, okay.
It's just like,
oh, you're right
it's
about
just
to
like,
start.
It's just like you're trying to, you know, when you're trying to, like, analyze a person, you're like, do I want to date this person?
Can I say something? If you're right about to date them, that means you got heavy feelings for them. That's like...
Yeah.
Like, you...
It's a red flag. We'll say you got heavy
because,
feelings.
Because, like, he's still open to, like, obviously seeing and, like, talking to other people.
Okay, so. But we'll say you got heavy feelings.
Because if I have heavy feelings, I'm all there. I'm, like, you literally, like, all down for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What if she has a Tinder?
Oh, she a keeper because I still got my Tinder. I got my Tinder. I got my Bumble. I think it's Hinge.
God damn, where you got every Yo. Damn dating site?
No, wait, hold on. This is the difference. You see that right? She saying men ain't shit. I'm honest. They not honest. Men are honest about it.
We really are.
No, they not. No, she gonna keep her.
Listen, men and women ain't shit.
No, I'm not.
Both men and women ain't shit. I believe in that. She's talking to all the celebrities.
Us females, like, we don't just invest our emotions in just any relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Don't
like,
believe none of that.
That's why, you know what? I have a story, but if you want to skip on to the next question.
No. Story time.
All right. Story time.
I worked with this guy, right? And he sat me down. He was just like, you want to know why it's okay for men to cheat?
She lying.
It's because men, they just cheat because they're just fucking for pussy. But when women cheat, they cheat with their heart.
That's true, though.
But I'm like.
That's true.
That's true.
I feel like if a woman...
Y'all believe that? We need a poll. We're going to have a poll after this, what they think. Because I think that's lies.
That's a touchy subject.
That's lies right
there. We should have a poll. No. And like for the people watching, like I want this to be engaging. So send in your questions. Send in Q&A.
Let's talk about it right now. Let's talk about it. So you said men cheat because of what? Just for pussy?
Yeah, that's what he said. Like, men just cheat for pussy.
Like, but what you mean? Us,
I agree with that, though.
Like, what you mean by that, though?
Y'all just fucking just to get off. And then us women, we cheat with our heart, with our hearts. Because, like, some women cheat, they fuck for, like, emotional, like, because they emotionally connected to that person. Mm-hmm. And then, like, intimacy. But some women, they just don't give a fuck. They just fuck.
She looked at you. She's like, emotionally.
Oh, my God. I'm just talking
she
like.
She looked at you. She said,
what's up, bro? Bro, we having a conversation. I'm listening right now.
She turned her whole chair at you.
I'm listening right now.
Because I'm he the host.
You saw that, right? You saw that. She looked.
We having a conversation right now.
She looked you dead in your eyes. She said,
hey, Kev, you see how Crispy scooted out the camera, right? No. I agree with that because men, they cheat just to get off. Like, I've never cheated, but I know that is true.
That's not true for me,
though. I don't believe in that.
That's not true for me, though. Look, like, I'm a Scorpio. I love revenge. I do it out of spite, and I make sure
you know. Yeah, if you cheat on me, I'm going to cheat on you back.
Yo, see me cheating on you. This man is the most toxic man.
I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm a very loyal person, but if you cheat on me, I'm going to cheat on you back.
Like, oh, if you cheat on me, it's
done. I'm cheating on you back.
It's done. If you cheat on me, I'll never take a cheat.
And I'm not, like, you know, obviously, like, having a big ego, but, like, I find myself as an attractive person. So it's just, like, if somebody's going to, like, cheat off of me, it's like, damn, like, you have this girl that's, like, you know, there for you, and I have my shit to
they got celebrities all up and down. all the celebrities is on her, right?
Yeah. All right, let's jump into the next one, though.
I'm just playing with you.
All right, so you're good. It's funny.
This actually goes back to what we were saying before. For Kiana, first, if he is shorter than 6 foot,
he's still taller than her.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
I've talked to guys who are like under 6 foot.
No, like deal breaker is like it's done.
Yeah, like.
Oh wait. You said red flag or deal breaker?
Yeah, deal breaker means like you can't do it. If he's 5'8".
Nah. And then red flag like.
Red flag is like.
It's like a warning.
I could work with it.
I thought red flag is like that's it. Like red flag is like.
No, red flag is like it's a warning. But you're like, you know,
red flag. Like, I'm dating someone who's like, I think under 6. No, he's 6 foot.
Oh, she met her. Oh, business out there, right?
I ain't know where you're throwing business out there.
She's not available, fellas. She's not available, but she got a blue check mark. Look, know that.
We still gonna drop the IG, but she's not available.
If you don't got no blue check mark, you ain't gonna.
Let's just say, if you know, you know.
Oh shit!
If you don't got a blue check mark and you ain't going to Tootsie's and she not your server.
Oh shit!
I don't know what to tell you
like that.
I don't know what to tell you.
All right, Chris, for you, if she is taller than 6 foot, red flag or deal breaker?
I'm taller than 6 foot, so we gonna have them NBA kids, baby girl. Go ahead, come through. Come through.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'2".
All right, let's say she's 6'5".
She got them sexy. Long legs, yes, baby girl. We're gonna do it.
Some guys see that as like a like, you know, a lot of guys, like, they affect everything on dominancy.
Yes,
so, like,
yes.
The fact that a woman is taller than them, they feel like it's kind of like their ego, their dominance is kind of leveled down.
Real quick. If you can still dominate where you supposed to be dominating, then you good. Then that's all that matters. I'm keeping it a honey with you. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, hold on. I think Alex is coming in the door. Let's get this quick intermission real quick, because that nigga is loud. If you know my roommate Alex Russo, that nigga is loud.
Is he coming through right now?
Is he? Yep, there he is.
Did we mute it or no?
Yo! What's good?
I tried to text you, but I don't
know. No, I got your text. I got your text. You're good.
Yeah. Why are you leaving on red like that?
Huh?
Why are you reading?
Because we're in the middle of recording.
Oh. Huh?
No, I got it.
Is this muted or not?
What's up?
You actually
mess up the shot. That's
you, no.
You, oh, it's okay. No, it's okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, jump in here. Hi,
how are you?
Russo be grabbing.
Oh, he came from working out.
Hey, come jump in the camera, bro. Come jump in the camera real quick.
Russo be grabbing
jumping that one, jumping that one.
Which one?
Hey, all of them.
This one right here.
Russo be grabbing them. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He's grabbing them.
It's live?
It's live.
Yeah,
it's live.
Oh, yeah. So get your ass out of the camera. All right, Kiana, back to you. All right. He is messy. Red flag or deal breaker?
Depends how messy. Like, he got like an ex messy?
Let's say one out of 10, he's an 8.
Women are messy.
It depends what type of messiness you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, he don't have his shit together? Does he have, like, ex drama messiness? Like, what?
Shaking the table a little bit.
What do you determine messy?
No, I'm talking about like just
I'm
cleaning.
A person. I'm all about stability, so I actually like find attractive in a man that, like, you know, has his shit together, like, you know, has a good job, like going to school, or is even just like his whole goal and ambition is like set up right.
Let's simplify.
I define on you in the present, not in the past.
Let's just talk about like how clean he is.
Oh, like just like clean, cleanliness.
Yeah, that topic.
Oh yeah.
He's messy as fuck. That's a red flag, a deal breaker.
It's a red flag.
Okay.
I'll communicate. It's all about communication. Key communication.
I have not met a girl that is clean. Her bathroom got clothes all over it.
I feel like girls are worse.
They are worse.
Girls are worse.
They got clothes all in it, like especially by the mirror. Wherever they mirror is, it's a bunch of
clothes something funny?
Around here, dog.
You want to hear something funny? See, I saw a meme on Instagram. Like, it's like, oh, if a nigga's room is always clean, he a hoe.
Damn, my room always clean, bro.
That's not always clean.
It's like if you walk into a nigga's room, like, always clean, yo.
What if he just cleaned it for that moment, though?
That's
true. You don't know.
You mean, because
he know he was about to be a hoe.
Oh, wait, story time. Go ahead.
No, I don't have story time. I'm just saying, like, I feel like if you with somebody and you're just comfortable with that somebody, like, you know.
Oh yeah, if you're comfortable with them, like, I'm not gonna be cleaning my room every time you come over.
Right, like, I'm not saying like a whole mess, but a little like here and there.
Yeah, just like pick up a little something.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not doing nothing. But
so
okay.
He for Kiana for you. Why you keep looking?
She be cheating.
I really.
He smokes cigarettes.
It's a red flag.
You can deal with it.
Yeah.
You Chris? cut.
I'm the same way. I can't deal with that.
You cut.
I'm not gonna explain why.
No disrespect to people who do it, but I'm just saying, me personally, I can't do it.
I mean, like, you know, that's you. I mean, obviously, that's not. I'm not the one doing it, so.
Okay. But no.
I just broke my hookah. I just broke my hookah here. I'm like, oh, you gonna smoke hookah? Apparently, hookah's three times worse. Than
hookah
cigarettes.
Is worse.
We talking about catching feelings, right? Like you just about to date.
Like you already have feelings for them.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
just
cut.
Like
she cut. She cut.
Like,
she cut.
Like I said, I'm all
this
about
is this
right
is
now.
Probably about to be the person. I'm not saying you spend the rest of your life with them, but you're probably about to be with them.
You know, let me ask you a question. Side note. Matter of fact, I'm asking both of y'all. If it's just a one nighter and you know they smoke. Like the breath smell.
It's a cut.
Breath smell like smoke.
Nah.
Just hot. Just
it's
hot.
A one,
breath.
It's a one night. Hell. Yeah.
Because the thing
obviously is, one night it's just like already clarifying and making an impression that
the
like
thing
y'all
is,
just fucking around. That's it.
You wouldn't do it. If it's a one nighter, the breath is like just
one night's
hot,
already giving an impression that like I'm like.
Let's just say hypothetically.
Yeah.
One night.
I can't really answer that because.
Yes, we're saying hypothetically.
Yeah.
If it's a one night cut, yeah. If it's a one night, I'm single. Man. I'm yeah.
Cut. You gonna do it or you or they cut?
They cut.
Okay.
She lied.
I could.
Go ahead,
bro. Because for me, with anything, everything starts with kissing. And if I can't kiss you, bro, if I smell fucking hot cigarette breath in my mouth,
hot.
We're not doing nothing.
See, I've talked to guys that like smoke cigarettes, and like obviously, like I'm not doing it, but you know, maybe because I worked in the nightclub industry, and like
right,
you know,
fair.
People are allowed to smoke cigarettes. Like when I first worked at the strip club, like they're allowed to smoke cigarettes. I had like literally sickness from secondhand smoking because I'm not used to that. I don't smoke. I got so immune and used to it to where I guess like for me, it's not a big deal anymore.
Right.
But I feel like if I haven't worked at the strip club, I feel like I would feel the same way. The way you guys do.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, me personally, it's a deal breaker for me. But I'm not like, you know, I'm judging everybody who does it. Like, everybody has what they do, you know.
Maybe because I'm used to it, so I'm like, whatever.
Stemming off of that, he's a bad kisser. Red flag or deal breaker?
It's a red flag. Red flag. I mean, I can... It's all about communication. We can talk about it.
You better fix it.
I can fix it. Yeah, like learn a few tricks. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk to him.
How you gonna learn a few tricks? from he's the one who's a bad kisser.
He can learn a few tricks from me.
Chris, what about you? She's a terrible kisser.
That's a tough one.
That's really a tough one. Good and bad, but like a bad kisser?
That's actually the next question.
That don't make no sense, because then that means you gotta experience them. Because if you a bad kisser, that means you don't got a lot of experience. And I'm not into coaching.
I'm really big on guys, like, I don't know what it is, but like, I feel like guys with like small lips, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like... Like, no, I'm not pinpointing out certain guys.
SMH.
Alright, let me look.
I need a shot, I'm sorry.
Look, she just said shot a clock, man. Shot a clock.
Look at her. SMH.
Shit, while we here, let's get the shot a clock.
I'm gonna finish
Let's
this
get
one.
The shot a clock. I'm gonna play this in the background for y'all real quick.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that?
Shit! Are you asking me?
I'm dying in this fucking country ass fucked up town. Shit flying in my mouth.
I got the iPad, the camera, and the cell phone.
Deuces, Russo.
What's up?
He's so nice.
Hey, shot a clock real quick, though. One last. Actually,
oh, no, I took it.
It might be the second to last one. Oh, the shit y'all took.
Oh, I already took my shit.
I took mine.
I was over here bullshitting. Hey, my bad.
We can do an empty,
over here,
do empty
yeah,
chairs.
We're just sick. I'm just toxic. I'm
so, sorry. Quick question,
yeah,
right? In your bio on the IG, it says, right, lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your lifestyle? Do you be, like, hoeing? Do you be out there? Or do you just, what you be doing?
My lifestyle is more so portrayed like, you know, chilling with friends and hanging out. I also like traveling.
Ooh, where have you traveled?
Me, I travel like in the Caribbean, Central America, a few states in the U.S. When I graduate, I actually want to go overseas. So I want to do the whole Europe tour.
Mm.
I want to definitely visit Southeast Asia. That's what I'm
When do you graduate?
Spring of 2021 with my bachelor's.
Yes, sir.
She had the sass.
It was the air. I grabbed the air. The air felt me. I was like, I was here for it.
Spring of 2021.
I don't understand that. Why y'all girls do that? Why? What are you grabbing? What are you grabbing?
Grab your weave. Grab your head.
What is that?
I think we just given an approach, like a stance.
It's just our approach.
It's a stance that we have. It's kind of like how y'all men just like put your like shoulders
back.
What
do we
back.
Do?
Y'all
what do
we
do?
Like, not do that. We do not do that whatsoever.
That's
we
how we talk.
We just have a stance of like us this. Women of an empowerment, and you know what I'm saying, us grabbing the air. It's like grabbing our royalty, our demeanor, what we are in life. Period.
I don't know what's here, but hey, whatever she grabbing.
I grabbed. I felt that. I just felt the atmosphere in the air.
Chris,
that's what
Chris,
it is.
It's not over till you say period.
Oh, period.
With the
no,
T.
No, period.
Period.
I never understood that when they grabbed the air. I'm like, what are you grabbing?
For real?
What are you grabbing?
It's the same way y'all guys be in like shoots or videos. Y'all be like.
Who's y'all?
Who is y'all?
I mean, I know some rappers do that, but
I didn't say all men, but I said like y'all guys, like.
So we be in shooting videos, hey, real quick. I'm a real quick. Oh shit! I can't.
Go ahead.
We be in shooting videos. Hey.
Yeah, literally.
Hey. Drizzy Drake, he be like,
you know
this.
You know what I'm saying? Shooting videos, flex the bottle on him real quick. Oh shit! Hold on, we getting wrecked or something?
Not the bottle.
But, nobody closed it all the way.
You, that's so your that's what baby we do. Girl, she texts us like Dallas.
That's the first time I ever stood up on this damn show, but you made me do it because you're over here.
Woo! Because, you know, I'm the motherfucking greatest guest out here. See what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm gonna just do this.
The damn
y'all just grabbing me up here. I feel offended.
She grabbing her goals right now. She grabbing her goals.
You know I what like it is? Because I'm excited and I'm just like fulfilled.
No. In the clouds. In the clouds is right here. In the clouds is right here. That's in the clouds.
In the clouds.
I'm grabbing
come
that.
Follow me. Period.
I'm grabbing that.
Yes.
All right. Let's get a couple more.
I love this game. This is.
There's
She loves this game.
There's four more.
I love.
All right. So Kiana. He is not funny. Red flag or deal breaker?
It's a deal breaker. I'm all about like personality over everything. Like, I think as I get older, like physicality is like obviously good, like sexuality wise. But like when it comes to personality, I prefer personality. Right, over
you want to vibe with the person?
Chris, yeah, exactly. And that's I think it's a long term effect because obviously like you know, like for a temporary it's good, but. Long-term effect, I'm all about personality, so.
Okay. Fine. Chris, what about you?
All right, so my funny is sarcasm. If you're not sarcastic, I can't.
I'm talking about is she funny?
Yeah, if she's not she sarcastic, not I...
So she has to be sarcastic.
She has to be.
Oh, I think, like, him is, like, more, like, you know, in the air. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not taking shit personally.
No. I'm not grabbing that in the air. I'm not
grabbing it, but not taking shit personally. Like, you make a funny, like, a light humor joke. Like,
I'm going to make fun of what you wearing. Like, you look like...
Yeah, like, y'all dodging each other.
You got to.
Like... I'm gonna flame you.
I'm gonna roast your ass.
Yes, exactly.
I'm all about that. Roast me, because I'll roast you back.
You look like a flag right now.
She you looks know like, what? Y'all just like, y'all look like Tweedledee Tweedledum with your little black shirts, all right?
That was corny.
You lucky I don't have that button no more. You lucky I don't have
that. Where that sorry button at? Like, they she
looked,
hell.
I took the button off, but she looked like the damn Trinity flag.
What's this little puff going on in the back of my head?
You see the bun? You see the hair growth?
I could just cut it off right now.
Okay,
anyway. You plan that or you threw that on in like 5 minutes?
What?
That outfit.
I really threw it on in 5 minutes. Fuck
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
All right, next one. All right, Kiana. He is always posting half-naked pics on Instagram.
Ooh,
red flag or deal breaker?
It's a deal breaker. Like, honestly, no. Like, if you post... Oh, wait, depends. Like, is he showing, like, you know...
He's showing the whole body.
He
the
got
whole
abs.
Body?
He got abs.
Like
he slept Nikki, you fucked the whole body. Okay, what?
What? Oh, my God.
It's a Nikki verse, sorry. Nah, it's the deal breaker. Cause that's all for me. You don't need to be showing that. I like guys who are low key.
Okay, so Chris, on the other end, because girls do it more.
Oh yeah, is for y'all niggas. Like this
so,
is for y'all.
Girls do it more. So she posting half naked pics on IG.
Right? I think like as a man, I feel like if I was a man, like I wouldn't mind.
I'm gonna get a little.
Hold on, we gotta talk about this. So it's okay. It's okay for y'all to do it. But if the man does it, it's not okay.
Ooh, double standards. You know, we can talk a lot about double standards.
What if he got an OnlyFans and he trying to sell, like, his material on there, though? Look at her. Next up.
You know, nah. Actually, you know, it's a deal. It's a red flag. Because you know what? Like,
you know, I'm going to be on that video, too. So it's okay.
She started thinking about
her
Instagram.
It's all about communication.
She said, oh, shit.
It's all about communication. And if you... It's just like... Okay, it's as if I was a stripper... If I was a stripper or you were a stripper and you were telling your girl, like, you know... No?
Communication. He got an OnlyFans. Communication. Grab the ear. Look, communication.
All right.
As long as I'm in that
Chris,
video with you, too.
Chris, that's actually the next one.
Oh, wait. I didn't answer it, though.
She didn't answer.
I didn't answer it yet.
Go ahead.
Ask the question again.
She's always posting half naked pics on IG, like booty out, titties out.
I honestly prefer that because long as no one else is hitting, as long as I'm hitting, like you know, I'm hitting something that's like
right.
Like okay. I want to be able to showcase something that I'm hitting.
What?
Can I add
that's
to
a pride
after?
Thing for a guy.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a pride thing for a guy. Like
okay.
I'm pretty sure you can relate to that.
Of course.
Exactly. Like
you got to be the alpha male.
This is what I'm tapping. You know what it is.
How do you guys feel about like posting each other on social media? Do you feel like do you need validation to post someone on Instagram or social media? You gotta be
pretty special for that to happen. Because if it's just a fling and I go post you and then that shit ends and then I gotta delete the post and then it's just like a repeated cycle.
That's for you.
Because obviously, no, I'm saying we're in that age that like we, you know, we've dated a few people at least, you know, so like I'm not trying to, you know, the people on my Instagram or whatever the case might be, that's like how they view me. So if it's like I got one girl this month and then another girl 4 months later and then another girl 4 months later, like, I'm not trying to do all that. Yeah. And I'm not scared to post you if you my girl, but I like to keep my shit in private for the most part because people be talking too damn much. Like, I'm not trying to put that all out there and I'm like, oh, Kaz doing this, blah, blah, blah.
Basically,
blah, blah.
If you know, you know.
Chris, how you feel?
You know what I be posting.
No, I'm talking about like,
I'll be posting like a different girl every other week.
No, so but I'm talking about, but you post it in like a friendly setting. Like you just out partying or whatever.
Is she my girl?
I'm talking about she your girl. You post up like.
I'm not posting her. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to get on a serious note. If we for real, we serious, I'd rather keep that in private. If you just a fling, I'll post you because there's going to be a new girl next week. I ain't worried about that. I'm keeping it wanted. Look, she don't see my story, but you didn't see in my story. I post a different girl every week.
Yeah, but that's different because that's just not serious. That's just like you out. You know, you had a little heart.
It's the lifestyle you want. You want a certain lifestyle.
If she's serious, like if me and her are serious, I'm keeping that private.
Right.
I don't want nobody in that. Like, oh, I don't need someone DMing me. Like, yo, you know she effed this dude the other day. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't. Yeah. I just don't want to hear none of that. That's just me personally.
I feel you.
People gonna talk either way, though.
Exactly.
So.
I just don't want to hear it.
All right, so last one for you, Kiana.
That's what my comment
last
are.
One for you. His body count is over 30. Red flag or deal?
That's it?
Red flag.
40.
Let me not talk. Never mind. I mean, yeah, that's a high number, 30. That's a high number.
I wanted to start with 30.
Okay.
Get a little answer first. Let's start with 30.
It's again deal breaker. Like I'm all about you in the present, so as long as you're not fucking nobody now.
Wait, you said it's a deal breaker?
It's a red flag, sorry.
Red flag?
It's
okay.
I'm all about like obviously like I'm all fucking with you now. Like if you fucking with just me at this present, that's all that matters. Like if anything too, like a lot of girls they like home niggas, like in a way of like experience.
Okay.
And even though they don't want to hear about, like, I don't care about body count, like, at this point, right, as I get older.
So let's jump to 50.
Yeah.
Girls want to do with experience, but they don't want to hear.
Right. We love like, the experience, but we don't want to hear it.
Right.
But it's just like, as long as you're not fucking with nobody at this present time, like, I really don't care.
Okay, let's jump to 100.
That's false. Yeah. 100. You just skipping the questions to this point.
Nah, because there's dudes out here with 100 bodies.
I really don't know.
There's dudes out here with 100 bodies. Let's say he come across you and he want to take you
serious.
I guess
as long as he's clean and he's just fucking with me now, like, it's a red flag.
You know he has 100 bodies?
They got 100 bodies.
Or you wouldn't want to know?
This is really tough. Like, do I know these 100 bodies? Like, I have mutual friends with these 100 bodies.
I mean, if there's 100 of them, you might know about 2.
Yeah.
Maybe 25. Maybe 50.
It was still a red flag for me.
200.
Man, you just putting me in the hot seat right now. If it's 200, yeah, it's a deal maker. I don't know. Like, honestly, like I said, it's like, honestly, depends on this very moment. If you're not fucking no one else and you're clean, that's it.
Okay. Chris, what about you?
Because us women, we love whole niggas. That's what I'm saying. Like, we just don't want to say it.
Oh, you asking me?
So, for you, let's say she got 250.
This is a double standard shit. First okay. off, yeah. this is double you know, standards because
you know if it's in that moment, if he not effing with nobody else and he just with me,
make sure you grab the air.
Do you know? It's just with me. If it's 250, then it's 250. Then you know, long as he not messing with nobody else, it's just me. It's all good.
Yo, we gonna end it on that, man. We gonna end it on that. Y'all
to lifestyle.
Oh shit, I don't even got the shot.
I don't even got a shot.
I'm gonna take a shot when we get off camera.
Yeah, bottle, girl.
Damn, you about to kill that bottle, girl.
You bought it for me.
Wait, can we
you know, you should be happy then.
I got a quick question. Yeah. I got a quick question before we end. I don't know if you went over this. How did you meet Katis?
God, yo.
It's so funny because I talked to all of Katis' friends.
Wait, hold on. Go ahead. Because I really thought I was going to get out of here safe.
I didn't hear this story.
First and foremost, me and Katis, we like real close friends, like family. Like, I'd be going to all his family friends' events anyways. But yeah, it was Memorial Day 2016. We were in Fort Lauderdale Beach. And I was with my homegirl. Shout out to Jonave because she was with me. Anyway, so yeah, we were on the beach and he pulls up and he talks to me and he was
He pulled up to you?
Yeah, he came up to me.
So he pulled up to you.
Yeah, and okay, he was like, hey, okay. What's up? Like, real cordial, real respectful. Real like, cordial. Hey, what's up? Like, how's your day been? I'm like, oh, good. You know, to that point, like, 100 niggas tried to holler at me. So I was like, I'm over it. But he was real respectful.
I was number 101.
Something like that. Anyway, he was real respectful, and you know what? I was like, hey, what's up? And he's like, oh, you mind if I get your Snapchat? This is when he had the doo-doo dreads.
She said doo-doo dreads.
With the blonde tips.
First of all, I was waiting for an Uber. Okay.
Oh, he was waiting for Uber to get back to FAU.
I was in Fort Lauderdale.
He was going to FAU still.
I think I was 21. I was in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, we were 20.
I was 20.
Yeah, we were.
So I'm waiting for the Uber, and I was like, shit, I was waiting by myself. My boys had left, so I'm like, I'm going to go talk to her. So I started talking to you.
Can I ask you a question?
That's really how it went.
Can I ask you a question, right?
Go ahead.
You said you was waiting for your Uber, right, and you saw her. What was you thinking when you saw her?
Oh, my God.
And you was like, I'm going to go talk to her. What made you go talk to her?
I was like, well, God dang.
She look good.
My Uber's 50 minutes away, so I guess I better talk to
her. That was when I had the blonde. That was the best. Yeah, I'm going to have blonde hair. That was when I was all blonde.
That was 4 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's just so crazy. I think of it now as just like, no matter who you meet and how like your relationship is in like the present time. Because now we just like real cool. Like I'm at all of his family events. Like
I'll be just like, real quick before we end too. I'll be trying to tell dudes like you could be friends with a girl. You don't have to be like dudes. They want to fuck every girl.
That's what gets me tight. Why can I have guy friends and they don't want to like
can have girlfriends?
You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But let's get that. Let's get this
in. Shout out to Brittany.
What does that even mean?
He's trying to see.
Wait, before we start this, I'm sorry. This was Can I Buy With Y'all. Thank y'all for joining us once again.
If you want me back, please comment down below. If you want me back.
Comment.
Because I'm pretty sure you guys want me back on this.
Subscribe.
Because I know a lot of girls want y'all opinions subscribe. Of us females, period. Period.
Can I buy
period.
With y'all?
Listen, period. Follow Wait, the
grab
follow
the air,
IG.
The air. Are you pinching the
grab
air?
Grab the air and grab feel that shit. It's the elevation, honey. Define my style, please. Follow me on
Kiana,
Instagram.
Thank you so
you
much for
me
joining
back,
us.
Oh, I'm coming back on this.
Oh, you will be back. Thank you so much for joining us.
So the sassy grabbed the air when she said, I'm going to be back.
Because I'm a bad man.
And I like
and I'm
rum.
I'm a bad man. And I like rum in my cup when I drink. And I like to sit when I really like to drink. Yeah. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Kiana. We do not miss.
Shout
we
out
just
to
got the hits. Can I vibe with y'all? We do not miss. Yeah.